Roosters, saying he had no choice but to leave the club after they signed star halfback Cooper Cronk. Des Hasler has launched legal action against the Bulldogs over his sacking as head coach. And in cricket, David Warner hurt his neck during training yesterday, but he says and hopes with physio and treatment it should settle down for the first test tomorrow. And England defeated Australia yesterday in the final match of the Women's Ashes series. The 8-all draw leaves Australia tied with England after England won the T20 series. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
It's a game changer. This is the Harvey Norman flagship store.
Phase one of our new look Auburn store is now open. Computers and electrical reimagined.
You think it's big? It's a football field.
Immerse yourself in a shopping experience unlike any other.
This is a global standard. The manufacturers have worked with Harvey Norman to create this unique experience.
The new computer and electrical flagship experience. Harvey Norman Auburn, 250 Parramatta Road.
You must come and have a look at what we've done.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. Four-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Car. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
It's Harness Racing's Jewel in the Crown. And Sky Sports Radio is right there. The Inter-Dominion Championship begin this Friday night at Gloucester Park in Perth. Will the Purdom Rasmussen stable go back-to-back with Lazarus? Or will Lenny the Shark cause the upset? There's three rounds of heats and then the $1.1 million final on December 8th. The Inter-Dominion Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 10:06, let's check and see what Canterbury is like today. The man who will know all about that is Greg Carmody. G'day, Greg.
Good morning, Sean.
A little bit of rain around?
Yeah, we've woke up to some showers rolling through for most of the morning. Not a lot of rain, but just enough to wet the leaf and dampen things down.
All right. So how have you rated the track today?
Yeah, we've still got a good three, Sean. We've had a few showers since we've looked at it this morning, but we'll just see how the morning unfolds and we'll wait for the first. We don't race till 2 o'clock, yeah. So we won't jump at any shadows yet.
Well, I would suggest that bit of rain wouldn't do any harm at all if you got a good three.
No, not at all, Sean. Actually, it'll probably do us the world of good.
Yeah. Now, the rail today, where's that, Greg?
We've popped it out from last Friday night to 3 metres, mm-hmm. Sean.
So 3 metres in tyre circumference?
Yep.
Yep, beautiful. 3 metres all the way around, bit of shower activity, but that's nothing to worry about. And a good three, but a bit of rain probably wouldn't do any harm if you got a bit more.
No, not at all, Sean.
All right, good on you, Greg. Have a terrific day there.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Carmody, track manager there at Canterbury. Ray Thomas joins you now. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, as Greg said, some darkish clouds overhead, but I don't think there's any rain coming. A good three today. Rail out 3 metres, Sean. And generally speaking, that pretty much makes for ideal racing at Canterbury. And some interesting racing, small fields, but hopefully we can find a few winners. And I think we're about to be joined by our good friend Paul Joyce. Sean is in great form, tipping 7 out of 9 at Rose Hill on Saturday, so hopefully he can translate that to Canterbury today as well.
Well, he's just about to join us. I think he's trying to climb down off the pile of money he's won by the sounds of it. We've got a nosebleed sitting on top of it. Goodness me.
Good on him.
Glenn Munsey's there. How are you, Muns?
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Good morning to you. Good morning to Ray. Yeah, that rain was a little bit strange situation. I'm not too far from Canterbury, but now I'm at French's Forest. They don't seem to have had any at all here. So it might have just been that little pocket, and no, it won't harm the track in any way, as Greg told us.
All right, and Paul Joyce is joining us now. He's been singing the ABBA song Money, Money, Money all morning after last weekend, I think. You there, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, partners. Yes, I'm here, and yeah, that rain looks as though it's probably come and gone, and we don't start till 2 o'clock, so it should be a small field, but no, we'll do our best to keep the winning roll going.
Did you like that, guys, the way he never mentioned the money he won last weekend? Just definitely sidestepped it. Just, now, let's concentrate on the weather. We won't worry about 7 out of 9 last weekend. And I've got Edsa, got RSI counting it.
That's right, John. You're only as good as your last set. So if I find 7 today, I'll be very happy.
Too right. You'll get the full book. Now, the first there today at Canterbury, and we pull out Polehampton, number 7.
Yeah, this is the tab.com.au plate. It's a 2-year-old filly, set weight maiden over 1,100 metres, and we start with Del Choosy. Part owned by our good mate Gavin Carmody for this race is a $14 chance. Gongs at $3.80. We've got Granny Red Shoes at $5. Mini Model is a $14 chance. Miss Saucer is at $15. Perfect Pitch at $4.80. Polehampton is out. Came out this morning, 9 cents a win and nothing to place the deduction there. And Rosa Diblu is a $2.80 favourite. Only a matter of $100 separates Rosa Diblu and Perfect Pitch. But Perfect Pitch is easily the best supported runner today, being 5 into 480. And Rosa Diblu has been 320 into 280. They're the best two back runners in the first.
Yeah, speed-wise, I think we can say Rosa Diblu goes forward off what we saw at her trial. So I've got her in the first one or two. Gongs perhaps press forward and sits outside the lead, and I think Granny Red Shoes will be in the first three. Yeah, the rest of them, from what I saw at the trials, I wouldn't expect any of the others to really have the pace to be competitive in the early stages at least, Ray.
Yeah, agree, Paul. I'm with the favourite, Rosa Diblu. I thought she did a really good job in her only trial. It was at Wyong on a heavy track a month ago, admittedly, but it was interesting that day. She ran second, beaten a length by her stablemate, California Surprise. Now, the winner was asked to do a lot more in that trial because she made her debut at Muswellbrook a week or so later and won, albeit narrowly, but it was a nice debut. But Rosa Diblu just cruised along, did everything right in that trial, and as Paul said, she jumps well, settles on speed, makes her own luck. I think she'll be really hard to beat here. The danger, definitely number 2, Gongs. Hard to fault her excellent trial win here at Canterbury significantly on November 3, where she settled just off the speed, eased around the heels of the leader on the turn, was ridden out to get to the front, but it was a nice trial, and the Godolphin 2-year-olds always race well on debut. Number 6, Perfect Pitch. Big watch on her, Paul. I like the way she hit the line, albeit when fully tested, to run down Showgals at Warwick Farm. Showgals, her stablemate from the Gary Portelli yard, came out and won at Muswellbrook yesterday. So good form around Perfect Pitch. And number 1, Del Choosy. Look, I know she was well beaten on debut in Saturday class at Rose. So that was in the Dynamited race 2 weeks ago when it ran down Secret Lady. I'm convinced that's a strong form race and she'll find it a little easier. But I'm with the favourite in the first, number 8, Rosa Diblu, from 2, 6, and 1, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Number 8, Rosa Diblu on top, 8, 2, 3, and 6. As I said, we haven't got a lot of information to go off, so what we can do with Rosa Diblu is we know we're a very strong 2-year-old stable with the Snowdens. We know she'll probably go forward off what we saw in the trial. That's almost good enough for me. She'll be in the right spot to win the race, and I'm happy to go with her. And there's been a lot of money for her over the last 48 hours. So I'm keen to stick with her over the 2 Gongs. She looked good in her only trial win, I've got to say. She has a nice action. She gets her head down low, which I like to see. Just a slightly tricky gate, but that can be offset by a positive ride. The 3 Granny Red Shoes. I thought she stuck on well on debut here at Canterbury. She should come on from that. She's had about 4 weeks between runs, and she's got a lovely gate. And the 6 Perfect Pitch. My one question there is, they trial on that synthetic track, and it's very hard to get a guide when they come onto the turf. So she looked good, and she has to transfer that on race day onto the grass. 8, 2, 3, and 6 for me in the open.
All right, now the second to full field.
Yeah, and the second event at Canterbury today is the Pluckett Vinery. This is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,250 metres, and we've got a shorty here in Seaway. Blinkers on today and a cross noseband on is a $1.70 favourite. Balearic, back at the races after a little bit of a break because he's been gelded, is a $6 chance. Fresh Start at 7. Screen Park is $4.40. And Got to Go is at $16. Only one they've shown any interest in here is Seaway. Went up as much as $2, was into $1.85 yesterday. Open $1.75 this morning, now a $1.70 favourite.
Yeah, it's an interesting little speed map because we've got the 2 roughest runners, Got to Go and Fresh Start from barriers 1 and 2. They'll settle 1 and 2. And then you've got the 3 Chris Waller runners basically just trailing them and waiting for the final shot. So a small field but an intriguing little map, right?
Yeah, the favourite seat way is pretty short now, isn't it, Paul? $1.70, but hard to tip against this colt. He was good on debut. There was good money for him that day at Cup Day at Randwick when he got back a little. Epidemic sat outside the lead. Dash Clear was just too sharp for Seaway, but this Ocean Park colt did let down nicely late to run second, beaten two lengths. It was a promising enough debut. Comes back to a midweek race at Canterbury here with just four rivals to pass, and he'll be stalking those leaders, and on the evidence of that debut effort, he should just round these up pretty comfortably and open his winning account here. He is pretty short. I might have a little saver, though, on the five, Got to Go. As Paul suggested, this girl's drawn the inside gate. She'll jump and lead here. So I know she was beaten at Kembla first up in a maiden, but when you watch that race, she was drawn a little awkwardly, couldn't cross, sat three wide face breeze all the way, did a good job to run third. She'll be fitter off that, and she'll be up on speed making her own luck. Might give them something to chase here. Number four, Scream Park, also from the Wallace stable, did debut back in the winter, running fifth behind Overshare, who has since come out and won a stakes race. His two recent trials have been nice, and this horse will be settling back with Seaway, be running home late, and two Baylor Rick, a little freshen up since its last run, the best of the rest. He's pretty short, Paul, but does look the winner of the second, the one Seaway. Five Got to Go at the $16 might be worth a little nibble. Four and two, the best of the rest.
Yeah, look, I think he's a good thing here. 1, 2, 4, 3. You can anchor him into multis if you want to play that way with him. Obviously, the money just came and came, didn't it, on debut? Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a quiet trial, but he was back from about $8 into $3 on that occasion. His run was a lot better than it reads on paper because he got a long way out of his ground early, and Epidemic was up and flying up near the speed. So he had a stack of ground to make up, and from about the 600 to the 300, he made a heap of ground, and he just probably peaked on the run. And even though he was strong through the line, I thought it was a much better effort than it reads on paper. And the fact that Chris Wallace decided to throw the blinkers on at his second start suggests to me that they're out to get this win on the board, and they should get it today. Balearic, well, how much does a gelding make? You know, if he finds another three lengths as being a gelding, he probably just about wins this, but that's how much he probably needs to knock off his stablemate Seaway. But it's going to be interesting to see what he does because we haven't seen him trial since he's been gelded. The four Scream Park, we've seen him been trialing for this prep, and I like the way he's been going. He's been hitting a line hard. I'll be looking for further, but he'll be closing off strongly late. I thought the three fresh start, his trials have been okay. His last trial was obviously his best, but still not 100% sold on him yet. So it's one on top clearly from 2, 4 and 3.
All right, the third, take out 6 Irish Duke.
Yeah, this is hashtag the races, a benchmark 75 and over the unusual distance at Canterbury of 2,700 metres. So they'll start in the back straight there. And we've got we've got Dukan as a $2.90 favourite in this race here. And then we go to Goodwood Zodiac with the earmuffs off in the pre-parade. It's at $8.50. Winebush with the blinkers off at $3. I'm trying to sneeze here, Sean. Terribly sorry.
When you're ready.
$3 chance, Winebush. Ashcanned is at $5.50. Dream Folks at $7. We've got Irish Duke out this morning, 5 cents to it and 5 cents a place. And Set the Tone is a $13 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race. Dukan is the best supported runner here. Nothing really happening today. Did go up as much as $2.70 first thing this morning. It did touch $3, and it's back to $2.90, but not a great deal of activity in the third.
Sure, you'd think Goodwood Zodiac would take up the running, but he's got the 62 kilos, so Josh Parr would have to be a little bit careful there how he rates that horse in front. To Set the Tone, on the other hand, only got 50 kilos. She's the other one that'll go forward. So there are your two go-forward horses. The rest would generally slot in behind and sort themselves out. So, right, it's a matter really of how fast Josh Parr wants to go on Goodwood Zodiac or perhaps Rachel Hunt on Set the Tone.
The almost survival of the fittest here, isn't the boys over the 2,700. Look, the first four over the line on Cup Day in the 2,400 metres of race at Randwick, Dukan, Winebush, Ashcanned and Dream Folk clash here again. I'm going slightly different order. I think they'll run top four again, but I'm going to lean towards Winebush, Paul. Blinkers come off here. His last two runs have been sound enough. At least he's been attacking the line, running second at Warwick Farm over the 24, and again last day on Cup Day at Randwick. Dukan was too good for him that day, but he does meet the favourite 2 kilos better at the weights here. Ty Anglin is riding so well at the moment. He'll need to produce a special to win on Winebush. He's only 1 out of 19 so far in his career, but I just think he's racing well enough at the moment. He's been pretty genuine his last two runs, and just with that little weight pull of leaning towards him to beat the four Ash Can. You'll know with this horse that he'll stay the 2,700 right out. He was whacking away there in the Dukan race at Randwick last start. The five Dream Folk, better for recent racing now. Firm track suit, 2,700, no issue. He won't be too far away. And the one Dukan, no knocking him, Paul, but he's up to the 61 even after the claim. And that's a bit of a test over the 2,700. Lean towards Winebush with a 2 kilo weight pull over the favourite to finally break through after a long runabouts here in the third. 3, 4, 5, and 1.
It's an interesting race. You get five of the six horses coming through the same form line. So I went 1, 3, 5, and 2. I just kept coming back to Dukan as the superior stayer. And I just think over the 2,700, that's what you really want. He's got the big weight. He gets that sort of 2 kilo swing against all rivals that he beat there at Randwick. But he had a length on them on the line, and I thought he was strong through the line. And probably the big thing with him is he's five career victories have come between the distances of 2,400 to 2,600. So he's the Dower stayer of the field, and he has won 5 of 19. Winebush, you could definitely make a case for him at the weight, but then I come back to his record of 1 win from 19 starts. And Ty Anglin is riding in superb form, but he's going to have to do something magical to get Winebush in this race. But in this one, he gets his chance today. The five Dream Folk, he likes a good track. He gets the conditions to suit. He stays all day. He just lacks a gear change. And number two, Goodwood Zodiac, well, you couldn't have him on his last start. But if he rolls along in front and gets a bit of a break on them, there's a few thinkers in his field, and he just may be off and gone before they put their mind on the job. So it's 1, 3, 5, and 2 for me.
All right, the fourth Planet Four, Lucy Rose.
Yeah, this is the TAB Rewards, a benchmark 72 for three-year-olds over 1,100 metres. And the toppie in this race is Jungleized, and we heard Brad Widdup speaking earlier. It's a $7.50 chance. Revenir is at $2.20 in favourite. Chapo with the lugging bit on at $7. Lucy Rose out the deduction yesterday when it came out, 5 cents a win and nothing to place. Joey Cleary evidently staying at the Hotel Queanbeyan today for the fundraising day for Johnny Kissick rather than coming to Sydney. So good luck to all the boys down there at the Hotel Queanbeyan today, raising some money for a good bloke in Johnny Kissick, who had that terrible back injury, and he hopefully get the rods out of his back next month. We go to Star Galaxy then, with Winkers On today and the Blinkers Off at $4.60. Madame Moustache with the Blinkers Off at $8. Power Command at $7. And Stone Cold is a $41 chance. Best supported runner overall is Revenir, as much as $2.50 first thing this morning into $2.20. Madame Moustache, who went up 9, got to 12. It's back into 8 today. Two bets, one bet of 5,000 at $9. And one bet of 5,000 at $8 taken this morning. It's still an $8 chance. It's second pick. And third pick is Power Command, who's been 7, then 7.50 back to 7 this morning.
Yeah, well, the real speed came out with Lucy Rose, but there's still plenty there to jump into third place. I think Jungle Eyes will press forward from the gate. Star Galaxy kicks up from her good draw. We've got Chapo, Madame Moustache, both capable of going forward, along with Stone Cold. And Revenir, I don't think you'll get as far back as you did first up, right?
Yeah, I agree, Paul. I think we'll roll along here and give Revenir his chance. Look at that Canterbury race. It was only a small field of five, but as Paul suggested, Revenir got a fair way off the leader, 15 Sunflowers that day. And that was the night when you had to be up on speed, and 15 Sunflowers just rode like a greyhound, was off and gone in the turn, won by just over 5 lengths. Revenir did make ground up late out wide when you couldn't do it all night. It was a pretty good return given the circumstances of the track bias on that night. He'll certainly be fitter for it. He's a promising Ronro Cole. He's won 2 of his only 4 starts. With that tempo up front suiting him, he'll be stalking these leaders. And I think the two Revenir, one of the better bets of the day, looks very hard to beat here. The danger is the 5 at Star Galaxy. He won on debut here at Canterbury back in June, was placed at round behind a stakes winner after that. Resuming here, comes off 2 nice trials and is a pretty handy horse, Star Galaxy. Big watch here on the 3 Chapo, who's resuming after a long spell. Did win on debut in Brisbane. His recent trial, Paul, he's a little bit green and wayward on the turn, but he did balance up again late. He's a nice horse. And the 1 Jungleized, his 2 runs back from the spell, both been excellent. Good strong winner last start, beating a handy horse at Hawkesbury. He'll jump from that awkward gate, cross either lead or sit outside the lead and give you a great sight. But I think this race sets up perfectly for the 2 Revenir. I've got him on top, 2, 5, 1, and 3.
Yeah, I'm gambling on the 7. I've got Power Command on top, 7, 2, 1 and 5. She's only lightly raced for Chris Lee. She should have won on debut. She ran into all sorts of trouble there at Newcastle over 900. She quickly atoned with a win at Wyong, then she was tipped out for a spell. She's had the two trials into this. Her last trial on the Beaumont track was a real eye-catcher. She was bailed up behind horses. It was a strong heat, and then she drove through along the fence to win the trial. She wasn't really pushed out at any stage. So she'll be the one back mapped dead last year, which is the only query around Canterbury, but there's good speed in the race. Ben Schofield just has to basically hold her together and look for a run turning for home, and if she gets it, I think she's got the turn of foot to cause a bit of an upset here. The two Revenir, off his trials leading into this prep, you'd have to have him on top, but I just can't get that 5 1/4 length margin out of my head. I know the race wasn't run to suit and the track was an on-pace track, but still 5 1/4 lengths behind 15 Sunflowers who's since come out and been beaten. So I've just got to see him do it before I jump in at the even money. One Jungle Eyes, in terrific form, great stable Brad Witter. He'll run a good race, as Ray said. And the 5-star Galaxy, well, she's an on-pace, speedy little thing. She'll be right there from the word go. But I'm pretty keen on the 7 Power Command to cause the upset here. 7, 2, 1 and 5.
On to race 5, there's the full field.
Yeah, the Randvet Handicap here, a benchmark 77 for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,250 metres. And on the spot is a $7 chance. Barcelona, Darren Flindell's best of the day there today. It's a $4.80 pop. Chief in Command at 16. We've got Speed Hero 23. The Avenger, favourite, $2.25. Lancelot, 41. Tivoli Street at $8.50. And Kawakini is a $4.80 chance. Only horse have shown any interest in here whatsoever is the Avenger. It went up as much as $4, was $3.40 yesterday, opened $3 this morning, and it's been $3 into $2.25 today. Not a coin for another runner.
Yeah, it's an interesting race to map. Look, I've ended up with the Avenger sitting outside the leader, but that'll be in under a perfect scenario. He does have the outside gate. Chief in Command across and lead. The Avenger comes across to sit outside him. And we've got Lancelot and On the Spot sitting third and fourth. The rest of them do tend to get back. So that's the way I've mapped it. It all worked out. The Avenger gets a lovely run outside the lead.
Well, I'm hoping there's a bit of pressure, Paul, because I'm leaning towards the 2, Barcelona here. He comes out of Saturday class where he was really good in the redouble race at Rose Hill on 11th of November. Redouble ran down Dream Force on that occasion. Barcelona got through along the inside. Didn't have a lot of luck or much gallop room in the straight. He wouldn't have beaten the winner, but he should have finished closer than that 2.3 length margin on the line. Of course, Redouble's come out and won again in Saturday class last weekend. Just to frank the form, really consistent record this horse. 14 starts, 3 wins, 7 minor placings. We'll need a touch of luck here. He's drawn the inside gate. We'll probably get back a little in this smallish field, so he'll need luck from the turn. But if he gets it and if there's a decent enough tempo up front, I think he'll run home very strongly late, and I think he can get the prize. The danger, though, definitely the 5, the Avenger. Promising type, as Paul suggested, we'll get across there and probably settle outside lead, be in the box seat all the way. Only the 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and the form lines around him are excellent. We haven't seen him since Warwick Farm September 20, Paul. I couldn't find a recent trial for him, but he's got that residual fitness off that mid-spring campaign, and he's certainly in the mix. The one on the spot's Racing World. He's got a touch of weight here, 59.5, but he's consistent enough. And the 8 Kawakini will need some tempo, gets back, but she runs home hard. But I thought the 2 Barcelona off that Saturday class run at Rose Hill had the form on the board and will go close here. 2, 5, 1 and 8.
Yeah, I've got the same 4 numbers, Ray, just a different order, 5, 1, 8 and 2. I've got the Avenger on top. I'm pretty keen on him winning today. I like the form all around him. He bumped into the smart Mahalunga on debut up at Newcastle. Then he ran into Cattersby at Hawkesbury, and then he hit his 2 wins. He was very impressive at Gosford. And then winning at Warwick Farm, he held off Regent that day, who had the drop on him and was entitled to get past him. He showed a bit of fight to win that. And it's worth noting the 4th horse and the 5th horse. So the 4th horse was North Star. He came out and won at Wyong, and the 5th horse, Red Knot, has won 2 open sprints in the bush since. So it's good form out of that race. It's only that 63-day break that would be the query, because we haven't seen him trial, but the money's been there from the moment the markets went up. Number 1 on the spot, he loves a good track. 7 starts for 3 wins on good. Never done anything really on a soft or a heavy. So conditions suit him today. He does race best for Ty Anglin. Number 8, Kawakini. She needs a good track as well. She's never missed a top 2 finish. 4 runs on a good track. And Barcelona. I put him in for fourth. Obviously, that run behind Redouble and Dreamforce was terrific form for this. I just worry about his racing pattern. He seems to have hit the line hard next to every run from his past six starts. So I just don't think he's going to be in a winning position. 5, 1, 8, and 2.
Now, race six, we pull out 4, Karinkle Star, 7, Like His Lass, and 8, Ella Walking.
Yeah, the Schweppes handicap here, a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres, where Good Time Charlie, the $2.30 favourite. Anatime at 12, Hello Schumann at $11, Karinkle Star out no deduction, Moss Ray is at $3.50, Accelerae is a $5.50 chance, Like His Lass out this morning, 9 cents a win and nothing the place, Ella Walking out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place, Final Trick with Bandages on the front is a $9 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race. Best supported runner, though, excuse me, is Accelerae. I finally did it. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you, man.
Poor old Steve on the other side of the desk here. He's ducking for cover.
Thinks he's got Sir Les Patterson sitting opposite him.
All right. Let's get down to the business of a speed map here. Well, Accelerae, if she jumps, she leads, but she didn't the other night. She missed it, so that was very unusual for her. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She jumps and leads. Final Trip, it takes the trail right behind her, and then we have Anatime, the next of the on-paces, and the other three drift back, right? So only a small field, but it should split up basically 3 on-paces, 3 get-backers.
Yeah, Good Time Charlie, his racing pattern suggests he needs luck and rain, doesn't he, Paul, because he does get back. But with the scratchings, it's just the 6 runners here. He's going to get every possible chance to break through. His form's been very, very good without winning in 3 luckless runs this prep. And but 2 runs back, he was 6th at Canterbury behind Best Guess running home late. Best Guess has won in Saturday class since last start at Canterbury. He was 4th behind Satirical Magic, and he's won again since. So the form's excellent. In that most recent run, he was getting up along the inside and didn't have a lot of go-up in room late, Good Time Charlie. Probably would have run 2nd, I'd say, if he got through into the clear. He's going well enough, just needs a bit of luck in rain. The small field suits. The tempo should be solid enough. He's the best horse in the race, and link number 1, Good Time Charlie, will break through here for a deserved win. The danger, though, definitely the 5, Moz Ray. As Glenn suggested, it's in the market, and no surprise, won twice with 3 runs this prep, albeit in the bush, but both those wins have been excellent. Even his defeat at Port Macquarie was a luckless run. I loved his recent Tamworth win when he powered to the line late, showing a good turn of foot. He's a nice horse in the making. The 6 to Celerare, as Paul said, she missed the start at Canterbury on the 17th in the race won by Noir last week, but normally she jumps well, puts herself on speed. So forget she went around last start. She just couldn't get into the race when she missed the start out the back, and she just stayed there. But today she jumped cleanly. She'll be in the box seat all the way, and she'll run a race here. She's normally very honest. And the 7, Like His Lass. Oh, sorry, a scratching there, Like His Lass. Of the rest, I thought the 3, Hello Schumann, could run a race here. Good solid effort first up behind a smart horse. But this race does look Good Time Charlie's to lose, I reckon, Paul. 1, 5, 6, and 7 in race 6.
Yeah, look, I'll stick with my numbers that I had before the scratchings. That was 9, 1, 5, and 6. And the Final Trick on top at the $9. I'm convinced he's going to run a big race here at odds, but obviously we've lost those double figures due to some scratchings. But she trialled up at Hawkesbury and she showed plenty of speed there. She led throughout over the 7, 6 metres in an open trial. And the horses she beat, they were better credentialed than her, but they couldn't get past her, and she wasn't ridden out by Winona Costin, who sticks aboard today at the races. So with that light weight of 53 kilos, she'll be in the first 2 in the small field. The others are going to have to get past her carrying a bit of weight, and I'm still convinced that the $9, she's going to run a big race here first up for Hawkesbury trainer Mitch Kearney. Number 1, Good Time Charlie. Look, he probably should have a much better record than he does. He tends to find some trouble in his runs. He was arguably could have won last start, definitely should